Everyone, there is a halacha known as Pidyon Peter Chamor, that you have an obligation to redeem the firstborn donkey. Now, I bring this halacha, share it with you this morning for two reasons. Number one, you never know when you might buy a donkey, and then you need to know these halachos. And number two is that a number of years ago, there was an Orthodox rabbi in D.C. who loved doing interesting mitzvahs, and he actually did this mitzvah, and he did it in front of the whole community. And so it's worthwhile to know and to be aware about what it is, because it is something that we have special just for donkeys. This is an interesting halacha that we have in Judaism. So here is the halacha. So if you have a female donkey that you purchase and that you own, and then the firstborn of that female donkey, if it happens to be a male, so there is a mitzvah to go ahead and redeem that donkey. How do you redeem the donkey? So you take a lamb and you take the lamb in place of the donkey, and then all of a sudden the donkey is what we call redeemed. You make a bracha over it, and then you give the lamb to a kohen, and then all is well in the world. It's interesting because there is no real set time to do this. The rabbis tell us that there is an ideal to go ahead and do this mitzvah as quickly as possible, but that at the end of the day, you could do it throughout the entire lifetime of the baby male donkey, even when he's an adult male donkey. You can go ahead and do it. What makes the halacha so fascinating is that let's say a person chooses not to redeem the donkey. Why? I'm not entirely sure why a person might not want to redeem the donkey, but he's not feeling into redeeming it. So there is a halacha that you have to take a sledgehammer, like some sort of a weapon, and you have to smash the donkey's head in, which is a little bit vicious sounding, but it's certainly interesting. And again, it's always good to be aware of all of the mitzvot that we have in our Torah. So again, you take the hammer or whatever it is, you smash the donkey from the back in its neck, and then you don't have to go ahead and redeem it. And I don't know what you do with the dead donkey, but I think you're supposed to go ahead and bury it after that. But anyways, people should just be aware of this general halacha, and this might be the most interesting halacha we've ever done here. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Chanani ben Akash.